Farmer of Hearts, Day 17. Are you staying or leaving? It is written in the book of Hebrews, "If we sin deliberately after receiving knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains sacrifice for sins, but a fearful prospect of judgment and a flaming fire that is going to consume the adversaries." What a stern and frightening warning for us Christians! Our decision to follow Christ is not a one-way ticket to heaven. In fact, if we break our baptismal vow and deliberately turn away from God, what awaits us is, quote, "a fearful prospect of judgment and a flaming fire." Faith, after all, is an ongoing relationship between the believer and God, a relationship that needs to be sustained. If we choose to opt out, know that God's heart is pained to see us go. Yet, God will not force us to stay even as He remains faithful to the relationship. Faith, in other words, takes effort and perseverance. St. Ignatius of Antioch once said, "For these are the beginning and end of life. Faith is the beginning, and love is the end." Interestingly, perseverance is the crucial link connecting the two. For us Christians, dying with Christ is the past, since it had already happened in baptism. The resurrection is the future, and perseverance is the present. To persevere or endure takes love, because love endures all things. Reflection. How well have I persevered in faith? How much love have I invested in keeping my faith and my relationship with God? Thank you. Today's prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and glorify you. You are worthy of our praise and worship. Those who repent their sin of ever abandoning you, you forgive. Those who persevere in faith, you grant them the imperishable inheritance in heaven. As my response to your call for perseverance in faith, O God, I will take time to reassess my personal relationship with you and to repent and confess my sin for having ever abandoned you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.